All right, it's The Real Reviews right here on VVCRadio.com each and every Thursday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. I got Ill Will in the building.
Yeah.
I've got DJ Peel in the building.
Yeah, yeah.
That nigga sound like Biggie and shit. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, shit.
If anybody that's listening right now, because I know I can see there's a bunch of y'all listening, if you would like to call in and give us your opinions, if you agree or disagree, you want to talk about the Justin Timberlake one or any one of the ones we've done tonight, you can definitely hit us up 410-999-0017. I repeat, it is 410-999-0017. So what we are getting into now is the EP from artist named Wi-Fi's Funeral. It's called Last Time Doing Drugs. Let's get the initial impressions all the way around. Pill, what was your initial impression?
Well, DJ Pill's New Artist of the Week, Volume 2 for this week. So that be it.
All right, Will.
Initial impressions? The fuck is Wi-Fi's Funeral?
Facts.
Why?
Facts.
How the hell did you come up with that name?
Figgity facts. I don't know and I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, I had to keep asking.
Wow. I still asked that.
Yeah, mine was, I'm going to tell you, I first initially heard of this guy. I'm on SoundCloud a lot. You know what I'm
saying? Is it just one or
it's
two?
It's only one guy?
It's one guy.
I thought it was two.
It's one guy.
Oh, shit.
And I follow Migos and Quavo on SoundCloud. And Quavo keeps like reposting songs from Wi-Fi's Funeral. And I listen to a couple of them because I'm always looking for new music to add to the playlist, to the Girls Love Trap playlist, which is available now on VVC Radio app for free. So if you want to check out new music from all of the playlists, all of our playlists, just download the VVC Radio app, go to the playlist section, and enjoy boom, 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 pew, 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 playlist from dope artists. So, I put a couple of tracks on there. I really enjoyed them. And then I started seeing him making moves or whatever. And I was like, you know what? I feel like we just need to add him to the lineup because I feel like, you know, this is just, I feel like he's about to be somebody. And I like to be on the cutting edge of shit when it's popping off. So that was the reason why I did it. So highs and lows on the project. Pill, give me your highs and lows.
Well, first my low, one of my lows was is that it was too short. It was entirely too short.
What?
Yeah, I wanted more from the project. I actually, and you know, the first song was a minute, the second song was a minute, the last song was like two.
Them joints was 3 minutes apiece.
No, the fuck they wasn't.
No, they wasn't. First song
you
was
can listen
like
to the whole thing in 6 minutes.
Yeah, first song was a minute, second song was a minute, the last one was like two. It was too short. I wanted more. The production was great. The hype energy was great. This is what 2 Chainz should have sounded like. You know what I'm saying? With the
nigga taking shots.
with the experience, he should have sounded like this. But
ooh, whatever. Even more shots.
Whatever. If you did, y'all, you know that is what all it right. is.
Now when he invite us down to the ATL on VIP treatment, don't be trying to jump on the bandwagon.
It is what it is. If I don't get the invite, that is what it is.
Yeah, right. You're gonna be like DJ Academics.
Yeah, right.
You're my favorite rapper.
Nah, I would never do that. So anyway, that's what it was. You could barely tell when songs went in and out from each other. You know, just like just now with the track, it just went in and went out, and Will had to say, you know, that's the second song, right? That's just how all three songs went. Like you couldn't tell that they switched from in and out, which is pretty cool. That's a gift and a curse. So I mean,
essentially, now if this is a 2 Chainz project, they all sound the same. Every track sounds the same. It's LADJ for the lens with the same LADD. But this one, you just don't know when one ends and one begins.
If this was a 2 Chainz project,
so you going to stroke the Wi-Fi's Funeral Wheel?
No, if this was a 2 Chainz like project, it. If this is a 2 If this was a 2 Chainz project, it would have sounded totally different than the rest of his albums and mixtapes. This sounds, oh my God, are you serious right now? This don't sound.
I'm not even moving. I'm not moving.
This sounds totally different than what 2 Chainz has ever put out.
So, Will, what's your highs and lows on the project? I'm not even answering that craziness.
My lows was too short. Is it with them? With me not knowing about them, I wanted to hear more. See what they're about.
You know, there's a thing called Google. You could have just Googled the name and then more stuff would have came
out. I know, I saw the other shit. I just didn't feel like listening to it.
Gotcha.
But not even so much as Googling doing all right, you're my first impression. Make it happen. You hit me with three songs. I'm like, all right, we're getting somewhere. And then it's done. And then I was like, because I ain't going to lie, I was listening to it at work. I had to listen to this shit like 8 times just to hear it once. Take the wheels off one the car. This shit is done. Oh, so by the time you put them back on, it then played again and it's done. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm thinking, I'm like, all right. And then they all sounded like a little somewhat. It just flowed. Which is not a bad thing. It just flowed. But I'm like, did it just change song? Because the thing was, it was so short. I ain't gonna lie, I thought my Wi-Fi was fucking up. And it just said, fuck you, next song.
Sometimes it does that, sir.
That's what I thought. That's like, well, it's around like the third time. I'm like, why does it keep doing it? So a minute. 1 minute. 1 minute. 253. What the fuck?
All right. They probably got 1,000 streams out between the two of y'all.
Yeah. I know it got it from me.
Gotcha. Gotcha, bitch.
Gotcha.
Did it. My highs was the production on it. The shit got that knock to it.
All right. What about the vocal capability? Was the lyrics any good, or you know what I'm saying, the presentation any good? Y'all not speaking about the artist for real.
Lyrics was subpar. It's nothing to really make them stand out from them to anybody else. Facts. So they just fall in line with everybody else.
I guess I didn't get past the production, really. The production really stood out more than anything. So it was like you heard him, and when they're rapping, well, his rapping, you know, fell along with the beat. So it was just like, all right, you know what I'm saying? This works. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I really didn't really listen to, you know, him lyrically actually, you know, putting words together. But
I mean, if I had some coke, this should probably be dope.
Why would coke or?
Oh shit.
Yeah. I mean, in my opinion, I felt like the production was you know, definitely lyrics was subpar. The artist really didn't make too much. Like I like the fact that.
I mean, they didn't make any waves.
Yeah, but I mean, they had personality. You know what I'm saying? It was just they doing the same shit that everybody
else is doing. Hey. So it falls in line with everything else.
Only thing that stands out is their name, Wi-Fi's Funeral. That shit stands out like a motherfucker. The production was all right. The 3 records went, they came and went, the same thing y'all just said. I enjoyed it. I ended up spinning it a couple of times because it just didn't annoy me and it was something cool.
I mean, but that's, you know what?
And it's not annoying.
I take that back. Yeah. I mean, you're right. It didn't annoy me. Yeah. That was one of,
you're right.
I didn't mind listening to it 3 or 4 times. It wasn't good, but it wasn't bad.
Right.
Right.
It wasn't 100% enjoyable, but it's one of those, I can fucking play that shit.
Right. Yeah. And after it's over, I'm going to forget it.
Yeah.
And I'll never come back to the project ever again. You know what I'm saying? And that's just pretty much what it was. It didn't leave an impression, but it didn't put a sour taste in my mouth. And I'm like, that is the worst thing you could ever do in your life, is be subpar, just be right there in the middle. Like, you know what I mean? If I hated it, I probably have more to say, but I don't. If I liked it more, I probably have more to say, but I don't. So, like, lyrics between 1 and 5 mics. We're going to get into this. We're going to wrap this shit up because it ain't that important. Lyrics between 1 and 5 mics. Will, where you going?
2.5.
Pill?
I give it a 2.
I'm going to give this a 1.5. Let's talk about the production between 1 and 5 mics. Pill?
I give it a 4.
All right. Will?
I'm going to go with a 3.5.
And I'm going to go into 2.5. Thank you so much. Let's talk about the Florida project. How one song flows into the next in relation to the whole project. Will?
The flow. We give it a 5.
You gotta give it a 5.
Pill.
5.
And I'm gonna give it a 5 as well. Let's talk about the artwork on the project, how it relates to the music. Pill.
Last time doing drugs.
You know that's a lie. I call bullshit on that.
Hey, you know what? I give it a 4. I fuck with it.
Well,
I'm gonna give it a 3.5.
I'm definitely gonna give it a 3.5. Overall project between What If Our Bikes, Will?
2.5.
Pill.
I'll give it a 3.
I'll give it a 2.5. So
it doesn't really stick with me.
Nope.
The name does.
Yep.
Because the name sticks out like a motherfucker.
Yep.
But as far as overall project, no.
Yep. Anything you want to say, Pill, before we move on to the mixtape of the night?
Is this the last one?
This is the last one. We a little early. It's only 9:15. We got plenty of time
for you to go in there, Strew.
Yeah, buddy, buddy. Oh.
Don't play that, man.
Hold on. I forgot. Don't forget. Go to the website. Drop a comment right now. Share it with somebody else. Tell people to listen. You know, the real reviews.
The grown-ass stroking is about to begin.
Yeah, if you're not ready.
We're going on commercial break because he got to strap his knee pads on.
Now, look, now, mind you, you're talking all this gonad stroking shit, but he's the one. No, no, don't play that one.
Oh, no, no, no. He's about to put his knee pads on, too. Don't worry. He's right after you. He's going to push you to
which
the side.
Which one you want to play?
Number 2.